Saul Lakim, how much Adam Saul Lakim, and what Suri is and so on. Kibavadai. Kashi Yatu Hashem is for Boilam as a mitzat Seichel Adam. Asher Seichel Adam and Nivdal.
Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oifen in which we metar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is shayach to seichel. In other words, any description we'll give is something that's going to have to make sense to the seichel, that the seichel is going to be able to access it. Because seichel adam is the only part that's nifdal. Remember, the Maral always uses seichel as what we would use for neshama. That was the highest chelik of a person in terms of his ability to understand. So he should be described by the seichel, which is nivdal. And that's why the Torah said that you can't klapi odom. On the madrega that Adam is, he is not allowed to be taifis any tumuna, any demus, anything. Secretly, isn't called tumuna. Vizeraya, kashi gil yisola mailo nevdelas bilti gashas. When Kali Yisrael reached the mile of being beyond, a physical existence, and they were ruchniistic, then they could not, then it would be a pegam to be taifis dinyanim of Likus with any type of tsura gashmis. Madrega zeh ein sound mus. Abrias adam be oilam agashmi, but adam mitzad the fact is part of the magashmi. Umitzad oilam agashmi nem ala adam shubitzel malakim. So the person within the physical world, and the Torah is written for that person, the Torah has in itself different nekudas about it. So there is a, it is appropriate to have some sort of words, pictures. Bezeshe tiknu chazal asha yotzas adam b'tzalm v'b'tzalm d'mus tavnisoi. La omu sha adam hu b'tzalm d'mus yisparach. Ala la b'riya nema. In other words, v'abriya b'oil magash asha oil magash asha d'mus tzalm. In other words, Adam mitzad the fact that he's a nivra, klapi that darg of Adam, there is shayach to say it's selam and itzur and so on. If I give a marshal for this, let's say a person is speaking for young kids or for very unlearned people, and he's trying to explain a difficult sugya. An aloch, an agad, or whatever, and he uses a mashal. That is highly appropriate. And the mashal helps the kids or the simple people understand what he's talking about. But if a person is talking to Bari Das, then the mashal is adrabba, yirida. Let's take an example. Let's say you're trying to explain to kids mice and chalois. So you would say, imagine like you've seen pictures where there's a halo of kedush around something. So when you buy something, you make the kinyan, and then there's like, imagine there's a halo of kinyan on top of it. And kids, fine, kids, it's helped the kids understand it, because kids don't have the sense that the word chalos, that doesn't mean anything, and now you've given it something. So every time you buy something, there's like an aura of ownership that surrounds the chafetz. So that would be kind of a very, very nice marshal for kids. An adult who would use that marshal for himself or teaching it is a chasadeya. And if he would start telling it to you, well, so does the aura of ownership come off it when you exchange it? And if you mask it, where did the aura go to? You would say, you know, im purim hu is nismacha, but if you're serious, man, you need help. The difference is in the world of a cotton, which is very, very physical and very limited, that tangibility is a step forward. For a person who perceives these inyanim a little bit more refined, it is it's a vergrubkeit. It's making it more grub, not the other way around also. So depending on where Adam is, which Adam you're talking about, the Adam who is a chelik of the Bria and Tachtonim is having the person who's a chelik of Tachtonim, the Tzelim and the Mesholim are a plus. They're a step forward, a step upwards. For the person who is a Bardas and a Ishruchni and someone holding the Darg of Panim upon him, these are chesroinus. Well, if Fikar, Kasha Hashem is Baruch Nira l'Neviim, Mipnei Kanovi l'Ro Baspakar Mi'ira, Ratzaloyma She'ein Kol Nevosim Madregas Moshe Ben Al-Sholem, Shoyis Nevosim Del After Gamri. Being that other Neviim did not have the Nevu with Madregas Moshe, U'Moshe Al-Sholem Oma Kiloyana V'choy. So he says, the skif in this world is taka malchus tikkun is halach zokuf. Neikach ha'adam bri'os b'olam hazeh b'tzelam alakim, asher tula yisbarach mitzad olam ha'gashmi, gesham yitur ha'kol gashmi. So, as long as we stay in the same framework, let's understand a little bit finer the point he's making. When a person, sometimes they had in America there was a satellite that exploded once because the numbers they ran in the computer were in centimeters instead of in inches. What's true about a rocket, LaMarshall, or any machinery, are the proportions. So this has to be twice as big as this. This has to be a hundredth the length of this. This has to fit a hole whose circumference is wider itself by such amount. Those are all proportions that work well. You can keep those proportions in centimeters. You keep it inches. You can't go from one to the other. That's a real problem. So within this world, in a hekif for the nebroyim, for the barriers, that this world contains in itself everything, then we can stop making this chashmonus. Adam is kidmus Adam on the case of COVID. Adam is mitur in a way where the skif and all those inyanim do go are significant in what it represents and so on. But there's obviously another darga that's beyond it. But walk upon him, within this darga, the Adam and the Bris HaOlam, he has a tzelem and tzelem lakim. This is a world of pictures, tangible things, and that in that world, this is a tangible image, kaviyach v'akadosh baruch hu. Now, v'yidua k'olam hazeh gashmi hu k'mo malbush al olam hanifdo. This world is like a malbush to the higher world. This the Chagav my Muskagas. There are different in the world of Chachmas Apnim. There are different descriptions of getting things done. In Anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he relates to us. There's something called Ishtalshalus. There is something called Hislapshus. It's a term that's used quite frequently. And that means there are certain Hanagas that there are certain anhagas that one, the pnimis anhaga fits snug into the tzaynis of the other anhaga. So it can be acting out A through B. There's a different darga, and that's called ishtalshulus, where A affects B, which affects C, which affects D. That's much further out. That's not such a direct contact with the Sharshtik Hashkacha. But Islapshus in many ways is. So even though I don't see exactly, but I know that what's happening is mamish his work. It's not just that he was the first spark and then it turned everything on fire. It his work is the real work. So Islapshus is a type of Hashkacha. He says our tfisa of the reality of the person dressed is of the way he looks when he's dressed. We don't see a person when he's not dressed, so the mela we're not mesiachas to it. So he says, we recognize a person, we describe a person, we see a person only through his begadim. So even though somebody says, do you know Chaim? Of course, my best friend. And what do you do? How do you know him? I see him, I go. But you only see the clothing. You only see his shirt and his pants and his socks and his shoes. You don't see the person inside him. But for us, it's so one and the same that it is for us the same. So the tzur of Adam in this world is that everything is he's the dominant one. He's the malchus. The person is the only balchai that walks upright because there's nothing. There's no one chesher him. Who do I need to bow my head for? Another remezi says, if you want to be magda the midas the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can describe the skifa. Because in the skifa you have everything going down in a straight line. So when you in the straight line that you have in a person, you have a description of the malchus of the person, and also of the fact that there's a mahalach of yosher. In other words, like this: if I want to reach a goal, and I want to dray, I'm not going straight for the goal for whatever reason. That's a derech hakalasin, it's a crooked road, and it has all of these crookedness to it. But when it goes straight, that's when that represents Adam. The same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything in the world. Roya teva sara. Hine mitzaya sekilo shtei naim. As teva sara. When we talk about Hashem, we speak of two eyes. Because just like for me, for a person, if he wants to view something that has two sides, that he has two eyes. Ve'ine mitzayas ha'kilo hoya lo yishtei naim. Ach z'toy v'ach z'ro. V'kmo Hashem ha'chazal, ein Hashem ha'gir bo'im Hashem ha'chashana, v'dosh chazal ha'chazal said, ein Hashem ha'kecha bo'lo shen rabim. Yitam l'toy v'vitam l'ro. Now, this thing here about the eyes is very fascinating. The reason, the main advantage we have of having two eyes versus one is the ability to see things with depth. The perception of depth is foremost formed by the discrepancy that we have between two eyes. We see something with the right side and something with the left side. It's not the exact same picture. And the mind, when it struggles to adjust it, what it does is it gives us a 3D picture. Marshall, I don't know if any of you remember, you still have it. They said these 3D viewers, like kids' toys, where you put in this round thing and you keep clicking it, quote unquote, and like a circle goes around with pictures.
Yeah.
You look inside and you see 3D. The reason for that is because you see different nekudas. When you're looking from the right and the left, you don't see the same picture. And the brain puzzles to figure out what's this and what's this, how come I'm seeing different things. And the brain comes up with the idea that probably it's three-dimensional, and therefore I'm seeing this and I'm seeing that. That's how we get the vision and depth vision. There are some other clues that the eye picks up, but a person who has a shalom is doesn't have the rear both has a problem like that. That same type of mahalach applies to that same mahalach is. Applies to Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha of Tov and Ra. So we have a problem. When we look at the Ra of something, we see one picture. When we look at the Tov, we see another picture. And we don't know how to judge somebody who is really bad in some things and really good in some other things. And we're kind of helpless with it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to see it, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, just means it didn't. So these are over here in Yanim that they're part of the biological person. They have certainly needs in Adam. It's easy to make sense of it in that level. But if you think about it, there's a remnant that the way in which Akash Baruch Hu set up the structure of this world carries in itself the Muslim of Lamala. So a person looking at his guf, and obviously it requires a certain type of ear, will always perceive it because this is tsuras. This was made to emulate a certain higher tsura. Now there are. Let's give one more nekuda about this. I think just important to remember. When you're dealing with proportions and relationships are not absolutes, you free yourself of many constraints of the environment you're working in. For instance, if I say, if someone were to ask me, how far is this from this? So I can give you an answer in feet and in miles and in kilometers, but you know it's not always a good one. I can sometimes tell a person, as long as this table is compared to its width, is how long it would take the short way compared to the long way. Once I've said compared to, then I automatically take out certain elements of the Hakshama. Because we're not talking about eyes. We're saying just like a person has a bria of two eyes, which allow for forming a picture that is beyond what presents itself, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Hashkacha L'ra, Hashkacha L'tov, that allows him to see a bigger picture of it. So that the din is based, just like a person's image of a 3D is different than any one or the other, so too when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people, things, and so on and so forth, it will be very different than what we judge because he has this picture of seeing the Tov and the Ra. So there's a very, very strong, that's one nekuda, that this is all the etzem coming from the entire Adam, in as much as you can reduce him to a certain abstract level, then it's kulei emes klapei mala. And then he says, it brings a pasuk, mi psori echsa lekai. So in a person's guf, you have all the remazim for that, for all the higher world. If a person were to look at himself and he would start extrapolating, he would get a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of Mifsar Echsa. So it's not when we look at the flesh as flesh, but there's no common denominator, Chas v'Shalom, between that and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if in the world, anything that I can say about myself that is abstract, it's kind of it's an observation about, it's not defining some tangible entity, but telling you something about the process and so on, but that I can shtel tzu, and on that it says mipsori echzalikai, and the diuk is the lead of Galatians psori. In the word psori means the lowest physical daga, and from that a person can look out, like Lashon Chazoin, he can look out and extrapolate to that which is beyond it. So we have, so what he was saying here is, he'll have another mahalach also, Ad Malchim, but in the mahalach of this mahalach, Adam is a manifestation of Derech Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those hanhagis are emes. In the physical world, there's a physical nekuda of inyanim that Adam has that are correct. And in a higher world, the higher a person goes, the less there's room for any specific physical entity. It's always seen as, just like if someone would have an invisible hand, you'd put it onto a glove, and then you would see the glove. So here also, if there'd be a real, it's something that I can tell Hashgacha by looking at things and saying, so where is this coming from? What's this hanhag called? What's the big picture? What chelik of the big picture is this? Where's the midah against midah? So I can do both with the mashal and with the nimshal as well. Any questions?
No, it's good. It's good.
Okay, so now next week, I probably have to be makdim into Tuesday again. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah. Sure. Sure.
Okay, so unless I send you an email otherwise, Ebez Hashem will be Tuesday next week.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good Shabbos. Call to bye.
Thursday is like, no. Thursday the week after is like, no.